It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day holiday. And obviously, there's a lot to be excited for as we get into this holiday season. The Rays on Monday officially introduced Wander Franco, having signed that 11-year, $182 million contract through 2032 with an option for 2033 that could bring the total up to $223 million total if all of the incentives are reached and that option is exercised. So obviously, that is a lot to be excited about. And on this podcast, you're going to hear from Wander Franco. We'll do that in a little bit. And we're also going to hear from Rays President of Baseball Operations, Eric Neander, about, you know, what the deal means and why it's important and all of that context for you. And then, you know, I know there also have been reports, and we had on our blog, about the expectation that Corey Kluber will sign a free agent deal. We'll do that on another podcast, as we'll explain on the end here. But first and foremost, let's hear from the man of the hour. Wander Franco came in this week, signed the contract. It was announced on Saturday, and then Monday introduced as the newest or the long-term member of the Rays, and in essence, you can call him the face of the franchise. I spoke with him, along with a member of his agency, Lennon Translating. And what I asked initially was about this deal and what it means to him.
Bueno, es una gran oportunidad y significa bastante grande y quiero aprovechar esta oportunidad.
It's a great opportunity that I have here and it's really good, and I want to take advantage of the opportunity.
Why is it important to stay with the Rays for a long time? ¿Por qué es importante quedarse con los Rays durante mucho tiempo?
Porque creo que ganaré un campeonato pronto y bueno, y sé que jugaré un béisbol demasiado bueno aquí y por eso creo que es muy especial para mí.
I think we're gonna win a championship soon, and I think we're gonna play really great baseball here, and that's what I want to be here.
And when did you start talking about this contract? ¿Cuándo empezaste a hablar de este contrato?
Bueno, yo no, mi abogado, este año empezaron a hablar y eso, y gracias a Dios se pudo dar.
This year, my agent Manny started talking, and thank God it happened right away.
And how did you feel when it was done? ¿Cómo te sentiste cuando se hizo?
Feliz, ¿sabes? Un gran paso en mi carrera y para mi familia también, por eso me sentí bastante contento.
I was happy. It was a great step in my career and for my family, and I was super, super happy for that.
And how does the contract help you? ¿Cómo te ayuda este contrato? ¿Es motivación? ¿Te ayuda a relajarte?
Sí, me ayuda en todo lo común, porque una, jugaré béisbol tranquilo, mi familia sé que estará bien, todo eso es muy especial.
Yeah, and all of the above, it helped me. I know my family is going to be good, and it helped me play baseball, and it's special.
How many messages did you receive about it? ¿Cuántos mensajes recibiste sobre esto?
Muchos.
Any special? ¿Hay mensajes especiales?
Sí, lo de familia son los más especiales que yo he tenido.
Yeah, I received a lot, and the family ones are the most special ones.
What teammates did you hear from? ¿Qué dijeron tus compañeros?
Que bien merecido, que hice un buen trabajo y que merezco eso.
Well deserved, that I did a great job and that I deserve that.
Did you receive a message from Nelson Cruz? And what did he say? ¿Recibiste un mensaje de Nelson Cruz? ¿Qué dijo?
Que bien merecido también y que siga adelante y que siga trabajando duro.
He said well deserved, and then to keep working hard and keep going.
He does so much for the community. Is there anything that you now want to do now? Nelson hace mucho por la comunidad. ¿Hay algo que quieras hacer ahora?
Sí, sí, tenemos una actividad el sábado 4 de diciembre y iremos para la playa a limpiar la playa por el planeta.
Yeah, right away we already have something at the beach at the 4th of December and we're going to start cleaning the oceans with Nelson.
Bueno, bueno, let's talk baseball. How do you want to improve now next year? Hablemos de baseball. ¿Cómo quieres mejorar el próximo año?
Bueno, bueno, hacer el mismo trabajo. No tengo que cambiar nada y trabajar fuerte en la misma rutina y dar lo mejor.
Do the same thing I'm doing right now. Just keep working hard and work hard with the same routine and keep going, keep playing baseball.
After the last game, you were the last player to leave the field. Was that game motivation? Después del último partido, fuiste el último jugador que dejó el campo. ¿Fue ese juego una motivación para ti?
Claro, claro que fue una... Claro que fue, sí, tan importante para mí. Por eso me quedé y salí de último, porque quería ganar, pero el próximo año lo haremos mejor.
Yes, yes, it was a great motivation for me, and that's why I stayed there. Last and but next year we're gonna do better.
And what did you learn last year? ¿Qué aprendiste el año pasado?
Que nunca podemos bajar la cabeza y confiar en Dios siempre.
Yeah, never put your head down and always believe in God.
And your family is here. Tu familia está aquí. ¿Cómo importante es eso?
Eso es, me llena de orgullo, ¿me entiendes? Porque es un eso es especial para mí.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that, and it's really special for me to have them here.
Well, good luck and congratulations. Buena suerte y felicidades. Feliz Navidad.
Gracias, gracias. Igual a ti.
Certainly appreciate the time of Wander Franco, and also appreciate the assistance of Lennon from Manny Paolo's agency. Manny Paolo, the main agent who helped get this deal together with the Rays. And obviously, a tremendous job in baseball operations all the way through. Danny Santana's had a long-term rapport with Wander Franco and the family. And Danny has been instrumental in so many important signings the Rays have had in Latin America over the years. And Eric Neander made sure to make note of that during the news conference that was held with Stuart Sternberg, Rays principal owner, along with Eric and Wander and Jairo De La Rosa, who has a number of roles, including a lot on the cultural side, working in the United States and also spending a lot of time in the Dominican Republic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had a chance to speak to Eric and asked him from his perspective what the deal means to him.
It means an awful lot because you have an impact player that is 20 years old with his best baseball ahead of him, and by way of a mutual desire, have the chance for him to live out his career wearing our uniform. And that gives us the best chance to compete on the field and to hopefully one day win a World Series, and provides a lot of benefit to our fans for knowing that he's going to be here for quite some time, to years that I don't care to think about when putting it on my own age.
I'm sure all fans are excited, but why make the deal now? Why was it important to get it done here on the end of November?
Well, it takes both sides, you know, to get something like this done, and it was a situation where, based on the growth we've seen out of Wander, based on how he handled some of the higher pressure moments down the stretch in the postseason, we felt, you know, he's 20. You know, there's a lot of unknowns that certainly that come with that, but felt that we saw more than enough for this to be the right time to approach him to gauge his desire to be here for the long haul. And we had those conversations. It was met with a lot of interest from Wander himself, his agent, his family. And from there, it's just a matter of trying to figure out terms that make sense for both sides. And we're thankful we were able to do that.
And these are obviously very large terms. I mean, it's the largest for a player under 1 year, the largest for not only any Tampa Bay player, but any player that's played for any team in Tampa Bay. So what makes Wander the right guy for that?
I think the talent speaks for itself. What we've seen out of him behind the scenes when it comes to his drive to be great, the work ethic that accompanies that, the quality of teammate that he has demonstrated to be. That all motivates us to make this happen. And at the end of the day, we want to win a lot of games, obviously. We want to win a World Series, but it is really nice when you can go out, you can buy a jersey, and have confidence you're going to have the opportunity to wear it for quite a while.
When you make a deal like this, though, there's also, I mean, at that large, whether it's 180 or 220-something, you know, hopefully it gets to that, that there's a confidence that the player is not going to change significantly. Why do you feel Wander is that guy in that regard, too? Because that's a big part of this, isn't it?
Yeah, without question. And look, different scale, you know, more zeros on this one, you know, bigger figures. But Wander was a well-known amateur talent before signing, and signed for a significant bonus to go professional and to join our organization. And you see over time in cases how that can change players, how that can affect motivation, international or stateside. And all we saw out of Wander was an intensifying desire to be great. And, you know, the money, the financial security is huge. But ultimately, that's not what we've seen drive him. And we're confident that that'll continue to be the case to the best of our ability, the best of his knowledge and what he knows about himself at 20.
There is risk. There's risk on both sides. What is the greatest risk with a deal like this to you?
I think it's probably the biggest risk as we look at this and thought about it. And I think for his side, too, it's health. You know, there's the desire to be great. The performance can be there. But health is something that can always be a wild card in this game. And that's certainly one that can often be out of the control of Wander himself. And you know, I'd put that at the top of the list and something that, you know, we hope he's able to avoid any sort of injuries that would disrupt his career. But he takes great care of himself. His training methods are everything you could ask for. And with good health or confident, I think he's confident that this will work out really well for everybody involved.
We also talk about risk. If you didn't make a deal like this, how much greater of a risk? We saw what Tatis signed for. We've seen the rumors about what Juan Soto could get. How important was it to get this done within the first year, where if he does what you think he's capable of, it becomes that much harder?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you have these conversations, and you do it with eyes wide open on both sides. You know, there's plenty of information to go around and to appreciate the timing and the different points in time through a career progression and how they could influence things. And but certainly can go both ways, you know. And I think more than anything, you know, this started with a mutual desire to see if there's a chance for overlap on a long deal, because he wants to be here, and we were thankful for that. And so really, once that opened up, it was a matter of, you know, constructing terms that were record-breaking for how much he has underneath them, but the type of commitment we felt was worth the risk that come with it because of the potential benefits.
It's rare that you have a deadline in your face when you're trying to make a deal. But in essence, there was, to some degree, December 1st. How much did that help, if at all, in at least moving toward, you know, a point of finalization?
Yeah, look, there's certainly some uncertainty with what's ahead this winter. But our approach was business as usual. It was a matter of having some time to allocate on this and to allocate to this, excuse me. And the season, the experiences we just had were fresh for everybody. And just by way of having some of those conversations, reflecting it led to this being a topic of discussion. And once that openness is there, you just try to run it out and see what happens. But you can't force something like this. It has to be right for both sides. It has to be right for the right reasons. And you know, while I acknowledge the uncertainty that's there for this winter, it did not have a dramatic effect on the timing of things as it played out.
You mentioned how good this is for fans to know, hey, I can go and get a number 5 jersey, and I know what it means. But what does it mean to his teammates? What's the feedback that you've heard since the rumors started from players on the roster?
It's been positive. I think, you know, he came to our major league team with a lot of attention, a lot of hype, and I think by the time the season concluded, they saw why. And he's been a good teammate. He works hard. He's 20. We all have to remember he's 20 years old and kind of where we all were at that point in our development and maturation. But I think more than anything, they're really happy for him. And like I said, they all just recognize how special a talent he is, and one that, you know, is going to be here for a while. And when you're trying to win games, that's really reassuring.
And lastly, how special can he be? How special can he be in the very immediate future? I know he's just 20 and he'll be 21 next season, but where does he fit?
Yeah, I mean, my vocabulary is not wide-ranging enough to come up with something on the fly better than a sky's the limit or, you know, some cliche along those lines. But really, it's unlimited potential, and it's something where just how advanced he is with his baseball skill is truly the separator. You know, the baseball IQ, the knowledge of the game, and the ability to apply his physical talents is really second to none in terms of what we've seen at this stage in a person's career, and he's wired for it. You know, the postseason stage, that didn't seem too fast for him. It seemed perfectly fine and seemed to enjoy the lights and certainly performed like it. So, look, he gets to go out and play now, you know, and this is all put to bed. We get to go out and watch him play, help him be the best player he can be, and a lot of the other noise gets put to the side, and we'll see where that takes him, but off to a heck of a start.
Congrats on getting this done. I know you have a whole lot to do still, and I have a feeling we'll be talking to you again this week.
It comes with the territory of an off season, but this is really a big deal, and something that I think all of us, staff, community, fans alike, should be really proud of.
Really good to chat with both Eric Neander and Wander Franco on the podcast today. The news still not official regarding Corey Kluber. It may be on Tuesday, perhaps, or Wednesday. As we get information, we will let you know. And we will obviously have another podcast, because on the 30th, there's going to be a tender deadline. So regardless of what occurs, we'll have something for you probably the day after, on December 1st. Obviously, a lot of news is going to come this week in the baseball world. But in the meantime, we appreciate you being with us, and we'll chat with you soon.